This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's Mark with you.
And Chris.
You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind, but we always bring something in to talk about because, well, that's what you expect on a radio program, and we're here to provide what you're looking for. And I think that we can all agree that that institutions of higher learning are great places for young people to go and learn new things and explore new ideas and test their own boundaries and become the adults that we all hope that they will be.
Yeah. And we all know that that doesn't always happen. I think we can safely say that higher education takes a probably deserved poke in the eye sometimes for being biased to one side of the political spectrum than the other.
And that much is certainly true, but I would also say that, you know, let's assume that higher education tends to aim liberal. You know, liberalism as we understand it today has not, walked unscathed through the recent social fracturing that we've seen among other groups. Liberalism isn't what it used to be either.
True.
On one hand, you have liberals that are essentially, socialists. They're economic liberals who believe that the government should provide people all of these things.
Yep.
And when that happens, then what you have is sort of what we've called on Free Talk Live, the babyification of America.
Sure. And the toddling, the nanny state.
That stuff.
I'll take care of you.
What the result of that is people who believe that you owe them things all of the time. You know, hey, I got special pronouns, and you need to respect them and all these things, right? And they're like, you know, looking for a fight. They're not looking to, you know, slowly incremental change. They believe that they are owed. And now the universities are beginning to reap what they have sown.
You bet.
These college professors, which largely are, liberal in nature, are now having to deal with trigger warnings on literature. Right? You know, like, hey, I just wanted people to have medical paid for and for everybody to have a living wage, and now I've got to deal with these adult children that say that they can't handle Red Badge of Courage because it talks about the Civil War and that is bad for black people or whatever.
Right.
Whatever the insanity is.
Yeah, and it goes on and on. So this story comes to us today from The Blaze. The title is Liberal College Students Caught on Camera Toppling Free Speech Wall. The reason? Oh, come on, you already know.
Yes, I do.
A cardboard box, quote, free speech wall was put together by conservative students at Colorado State University.
Well, there's the first problem.
Which
we can't have a free speech zone put together by conservative students.
But to be fair, it was in Colorado State University, which is a little bit more liberal than some institutions you may be thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
But the wall displayed liberal and conservative opinions. But it was knocked down several times by livid left-leaning students on Tuesday, Campus Reform reported. Why? One dissenter caught on camera kicking remnants of the wall before storming off summed up the reason this way. Effing fascists, F you. I should have said quote and unquote because that's what he said.
Yes.
Another protester railed against Republican presidential nominee Ronald Donald. I'm on a roll today. Donald Trump, quote, as a combat veteran, I can say effing tiny-handed Hitler and anybody who supports him, that is a fascist mother effer and he's going to get what he deserves.
What does he deserve?
Evidently to have a cardboard wall torn down in his name, I guess, okay. Or something else.
Well, okay, so as a combat veteran, I don't think that your opinion is any more valuable than anybody else's, sir. And I'm going to say this to liberal or conservative. I think that this is one of the, one of the ways that we stop free speech. Your status as a combat veteran somehow gives you the right to... Chris, are you a combat veteran? I don't know.
Not a combat veteran, a veteran.
I mean, I know that... I know there's all these hierarchies amongst veterans. I'm the low end. I'm just the person who's had to pay for it.
Right.
I'm just the taxpayer. And that's all I've ever been. Did I try to sign up for the military? I did. But, things didn't work out, and I didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not bitter about it. I'm thankful that I didn't go. If I'd have gone, I'd have ended up in the first Iraq war and probably got that Gulf War syndrome and be very, very ill right now and be hoping that the VA would take care of me, and likely they wouldn't.
Likely, you're correct.
So I consider myself fortunate that I didn't end up going, but I certainly did attempt it, at least to some extent. I made one telephone call. So just this idea that somehow, I'm a combat veteran, so what?
Yeah, and my personal feelings, because I am involved in a lot of military organizations.
Yeah, sure.
I hang out with a lot of vets and things like that. I admire the cojones. I guess that's how I would put it for people that have put themselves in harm's way.
Why is that the cojones, though? I mean, wouldn't you have gone if you were told?
Yeah, I probably would have, but that's different than... And you didn't let me finish my sentence, but it is protecting your friends around you.
Sure.
And I that's the one thing I've got most from talking to combat vets is the mission is the mission, and somebody in Washington came up with it, and here we are in the middle of nowhere, and we're doing it.
Yeah, sure. I understand why they do it.
But all that is absolutely secondary to once they're there. The concern they have for their fellow man.
Yeah. I understand why they're attempting to defend their team and all that stuff. I think that's legit. I understand it. But I guess, the people who went signed a piece of paper, the same piece of paper you did.
Yeah.
And they ended up signing it either before or after you did, or maybe even the same time. And they put in the same time and the same training that you did. They happen to, by luck, end up, or, good or bad, whatever you call it, end up in a combat zone.
Or choice. What? I mean, if you have the test scores in the military going in, you are going to have your choice of occupational specialties or that you could go into, jobs you will do. And for somebody that scores very, very high on those tests, they're going to have a lot more opportunities than people that don't score very high. So literally, and I'm not bragging anyone, please, but I do test well.
Okay.
I test well.
I'm a good tester, too.
Yeah. So going in the military, in the enlisted ranks, I literally had my pick of any job in the military because my test scores were very, very high. That was great for me.
So you picked something that would benefit you?
I picked a technical job, a highly technical job in communications that I was able to know going into it because it had the word strategic in it, that I would not go into a combat area. I would not be deployed in the field, things like that. So I was able to choose that. But for a lot of kids going in, and I say kids because they're kids, the choices are not there. You may have the choice if you do not test well or you're poorly educated thanks to our public school system. Your choices may be, do you want to be a cook? Do you want to be a truck driver?
Do they even have cooks? I'm completely ignorant on that.
I think they're all contracted out.
Right?
I mean, when I was there, we did have some military cooks, and a lot of it was contracted. The best food, without a doubt, was always the enlisted people that actually joined up to be cooks.
Okay.
The contracted stuff was what you expect in every, cafeteria you've ever been in.
Yeah, it's nothing great, that's for sure.
But that's the thing. A lot of kids that don't have a great education and are going in, they're not going to get a lot of options. So that's
We got derailed by this guy and his claim combat veteran status here. But I'm much more interested in this circumstance as if, what this makes me think is, are Americans, college students, are they capable of handling free speech?
Yeah.
Clearly some of them are, but clearly some of them aren't.
Yeah, I agree completely. And the whole concept of trigger, when I first heard it, I thought this is an onion story. But here we go. Now this has become our reality that we live in.
I would imagine that people who consider themselves to be on the left are probably pretty ashamed of this behavior by college students. Like that's not how you deal with new ideas, is it? 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, Free Talk Live.
That we
weird noise.
That was strange. That was not me.
It was not in the studio. It sounded like a cough, but perhaps it was just some kind of feedback. I don't know. 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. What we're doing is we're talking about a situation at, is it Colorado University?
Colorado State University.
And I see what the problem is. Colorado State University, where there was a free speech wall.
Yep.
And that free speech wall apparently was just too much for some college students to handle. The claim is that they are liberal. They sound like they are liberal. I don't know if I'm ready to take a stand that somehow conservative college students could handle this stuff.
Right.
So, and I'm not sure if I'm willing to say that it's only college students that can't handle this stuff. But what we can clearly see here in play is, some people cannot handle the notion of free speech.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. And we talked a little about a combat veteran who had issues with specifically Trump campaign stuff that was up on the wall, too. But amid the cries of racism and other complaints around the wall, a voice was heard that may have taken left-wing students aback. It came from Juan Caro, chairman of the Conservative Interest Group, the student organization that put the wall together. He said he was called an, quote, ignorant Hispanic, stupid, and effed in the head, unquote, for supporting Trump. The entire time I was wondering where the love in love hates, love Trump hates, love Trump's hate was, he told Campus Reform. All I witnessed as a Hispanic male was the horrible white shaming of my fellow students, unquote.
Yeah. He's supposed to feel a particular way because he has a particular set of genes.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yes. You are a member of this group, therefore you will support this person. And if you don't, then you just, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, and this is, I don't think this happens to white people very often. You know, like you're supposed to feel this way because of your gender or ethnicity, you know, not even ethnicity, or not even gender. You know, like it just seems to be about ethnic groups.
Right.
And I think that, it's not only people of those ethnic groups that do it, but other people. I mean, how racist is it to presume that somebody of Hispanic means they can speak Spanish or it's their native tongue or whatever. Latin means where they're from. Somebody of Latin origin has a particular political view simply because of the way they look.
Right.
That is
stereotype much, Mark?
Right. That's prejudice. You have judged them before they've even said a word.
Based on the color of their skin.
It's not racist, because that's not a presumption that they that they are inferior.
Right.
But it is a presumption that you know what they think. It smacks of white man's burden, which is, you know, that's racism.
Well, it's a very thin line in these examples between prejudice and racism. They may start out with a little bit of prejudice, but it quickly becomes racist when you start insulting them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because of their choices or whatever. One student was heard shouting down supporters of the wall, saying that, quote, racism is an ideology that is used to keep people who are not designated as white down, unquote. When another student countered her assertion that racism can be a, quote, two-way street, she shot back with a compelling, quote, no, it's not, no, it's not, no, it's not, unquote.
The idea that one can't be racist if one is not white.
Right.
I will say that there is that, white people in power are pretty dangerous for people who are not in ethnic groups. But I mean, you know, tell me what it might be like dealing with a racist, an ethnic racist police officer or something like that. You know, not like this doesn't occur.
Yeah, and I have a hard time attributing, and I'll go along with that, and I'll say that, yeah, that there are a lot of white people in positions of power that have done a lot of really, really bad things.
Yep.
I don't think that's because they're white. I think it's just because they have risen to that level, and maybe they have had an easier path because they're white, but they're in power and it's corrupted them, or they were evil people to begin with, or whatever.
It's all very complicated, but the notion that racism is not a two-way street seems... I would like to hear a better explanation for that, because up to this point in my life, 45 years, I haven't heard one.
Well, we do have the student that said...
No, it's not.
I don't know what more you're looking for.
Again,
Mark.
I'm left unconvinced.
Let me repeat it again. That's all right. You probably still won't get it. And the story continues. Campus Reform added that earlier that same woman called for the deportation of, quote, all the white guys who could be potential shooters, because statistics show that you're more likely to do that than anyone else, unquote. The outlook...
I suppose if she's saying, like, mass shootings, there might be an argument for it.
Statistically speaking,
but
yeah.
Not for gun crime.
No, not at all.
You know... this is the problem
right.
Choosing to classify people based on race.
Right.
Because once you do, then you've opened up a door for people to say, okay, well, that's true, that's not. Wait a second. What about this ethnic group that does this kind of crime?
Right.
You want to deport them?
Right. And to talk about gun crime in particular, I don't know the statistics, but it seems to me that a lot of, like, the mass shootings have been done by white males in this country.
The successful ones. Now,
yeah, there you go.
The terminology for mass shooting gets a little murky, right?
Yeah, and let me really rephrase that. The big ones, the ones that happen in movie theaters and in schools and things like that seems to be that. But the mass shootings that occur because of the war on drugs, because of gang violence, you know, where four or five people are killed, which the FBI is going to call that a mass shooting.
Yeah.
Those are occurring because of the war on drugs and prohibition. And now
usually
we're
not white guys.
Right. And now we're dealing with people that, you know, because of our economic programs and our manipulation of the currency and everything else and the war on drugs, turn to what they can make money at, which in a lot of inner cities is going to be the drug trade. So, yeah. And again, there's that slippery slope, Mark. You start off with one thing, and now you've opened it up to something else, and that's the last thing these folks want to do. Campus Reform added, it's all right, I'm skipping ahead. The outlet noted the punctuation of her argument, quote, so why don't we get you the F out of here, unquote. This article drives me nuts, because there is absolutely no substance whatsoever.
It's not substantive. That's absolutely true. When thinking about with these mass shooters, another thing that you find is that when you add the variable of people who have gone through the trouble of getting all the government licensure to own whichever weapons it is that they have. Now, in different states, this is different levels of licensure. But once you have that, you have an even smaller percentage of a chance that person goes off and does something criminal with a weapon.
Well, overall, the statistics are very, very low that anybody who's gone through... It's very, very low that we have these events anyway. They make big news, but they don't happen as often as we seem to think they do.
The number is 855-450-3733. Are college students just incapable of handling free speech? What do we do about this? 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, or LRN.FM on Skype. Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're talking about an issue here that seems to be pretty hot these days. The idea that college students are not cut from the same cloth that their previous college students were. And sometimes, oftentimes, when somebody says, oh, this generation, I usually just assume that that's not true.
Every generation says that about the next generation coming up. Yeah, it's just what happens.
But I don't think that college students of the past would have been quite so hypersensitive that they would have attacked ideas with other ideas. Or maybe they would have attacked them physically. I don't know the answer to that. But at the very least, they wouldn't have gone to the authorities to get what they want. They wouldn't have had things like what are these decompression rooms, the safe rooms with yes, coloring books and Legos for them to play with.
Pink walls, calm you down.
These are for adults.
Yeah.
And I don't think they would have had those things. And I feel like that sort of gives bolsters the attitude of people who would shut down the opinions of others. You're gonna see a more secularized America here, where conservatives go to conservative colleges, liberals go to liberal colleges, and in the twain they don't meet. This is Al Gore's Two Americas, and it's on both sides.
Yeah.
The other side doesn't have to think like you do. You have to give if you're gonna get, America.
Right. And I think college, at least my view of college, and I'm basing this on people I've known that have gone, because I didn't go to college. I went right into the military right out of high school. But college was where you learned to deal with people that were different from you, that had different ideas. That's how you grew as a person. That's how you expanded your mind. Not to mention, you know, like college sports and hazing and all the things that used to be part of, I guess, kind of toughening you up after high school before you went into the job market. I don't know. You know what I mean? Kind of what I'm getting at.
I got it. I don't think hazing is an effective way to toughen anybody up.
Of course not, but I'm talking about previous generations. You know what I mean? I don't think kids came out of college after 2 years or 4 years more sensitive than they went in. But with this generation, I just don't know. And I would say it's not just college students. I think it's what I see with kids coming out of high school now, too.
Well, we'll go into it here. And if you've got a thought, the number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Or you can choose to use Skype. The username is lrn.fm. So if you've got Bitcoin, I want you to go and download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, and you can get it at jaxx.io or, you know, whichever app store on whatever device you have. There's no wallet like it. You can hold Bitcoin, Ether, and like a bunch of other tokens too. And the more currencies are coming. There's Shapeshift integration that allows for frictionless, easy exchange between currencies, so you don't have to leave the wallet to change currencies. It's created by Anthony DiOrio. And he's the creator of CryptoKit, in case you know about that. He's also the founder of Ethereum. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. You can say you had it early. You can be part of the test group for each individual offering that they have. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live, Jax.io. It's cross-platform. This is really important for me. Jaxx.io. Let's go to Ricky calling in from Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Okay, go ahead.
It's all good. No, I was listening to you and the other gentleman.
Chris.
Chris, yes. You know, and maybe I could shed some light on this. You know, I guess I'm with you up there. I'm an old timer at 42 at this point. A bit of a relic, it seems, with some of these young kids. But I will tell you, it's not all of them. See, I'll tell you where this comes from, Mark. You see, I mentioned at one point that I was taught as a statist in school.
Sure, who wasn't?
It's a state school.
Sure, who wasn't?
That's what they teach.
It took 175 years for them to take over the state to take over school. Why did they do it? I'll tell you what I heard in school. And this is where this racism is also coming in. They say, because I was taught, not as a Pennsylvanian, my mom was from Nazareth. My dad was from Edelman's. He was a farm boy. You would have loved him, Mark. He didn't speak English till he was 14. He spoke Pennsylvania Dutch. Now, what I remember in school is 23rd of July, 1776, that was an attention getter right there, because PA just came and went. It's like they barely had anything to do with it. But the worst part was the Civil War. That's where the confusion came in, because, I mean, PA...
It truly is.
Yeah, because PA was bopping and popping like crazy, but the thing is, what the hell were they doing? Were they just, like, fiddling around? And it's only when... Like, I remember the confusion in school. That's one of the things early on that turned me the way I was, to become an anti-federalist and to become, in all honesty, a Confederate, because I learned the truth about the South. I learned the truth about Pennsylvania. I learned the truth about the Civil War. And the one thing I'll tell you, when it comes to race, I remember my cousin, my young cousin, who at the time was 12, and this was had to be about 15 years ago. I was visiting my aunt. She comes and says, it's my fault. I said, what do you mean? This is my fault. It's your fault, too. I said, what's that? She said, slavery. I said, oh, no, wait a minute. You know? And I start talking to the truth of where slavery comes from. You know? And I'm going to say it right now. And I think we're mature enough as a society. We're getting there. I mean, it wasn't Jefferson and the founding fathers. I mean, when it came down, I mean, it's called work. You know, I mean, you know, these people were already here. They're taken out of their country by others, by the British and by African kings. I myself knew a man by the name of Obi, and I knew him about 10 years ago. I don't know him that well. He was an African king. He gave up his throne. He gave up his riches for one reason. He didn't want any part of this. And it's the school that propagates this.
Well, I mean, slavery was something that has existed for 9,000 years.
Yeah.
Here in, you know, sort of antebellums, the compromises that went along with trying to get rid of slavery in the United States resulted in some bad things. So
sure.
When you could no longer buy and sell people.
And all Lincoln did with that was prolong something. You can't just pull the plug on that. It's like trying to pull the plug on a communist society and just throw them into democracy.
I don't know. I mean, how else would you stop it? You just pass a law, I guess. I mean,
you,
I don't know.
You can, but it's on a long, slow demise anyway.
Yeah, it was on a long, slow demise. Ricky, thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate it. So, you know, I mean, the fact is that many of the laws, let's talk about how these work. So you have to look at each one of these laws. Remember, there were lots and lots and lots and lots of people of all different ethnicities that were held in bondage in the United States and around the world.
Sure.
Okay? So the African slave trade went two directions. It went both east and west. And
yeah.
You were lucky if you went west. Even though, you know, the transatlantic slave trade was horrible, going east and going into the Arab countries, not so great either, right? I mean, you know, there you're going to find, adults being neutered without, help, without gauze and things like that. It's horrifying stuff. The, when you look at the way that they stopped the slavery for the white people, then they make it so that you can't buy and sell people, but you can keep the kids. And then, you know, all kinds of different things went on. And it admittedly was a terrible time in U.S. history, but I think you should be held responsible for your actions. And that means, Chris, I think you should be responsible for every person that you held in bondage at any point.
That's fair enough.
Right.
And I will own that.
Right.
I will own that.
And if you didn't hold somebody in bondage, then that shouldn't be your fault.
I agree with that, too.
If you're all for reparations, here's the question I have for you. What if somebody is both the child of a slave and the child of a person who owns somebody? What do they do? Pay themselves?
Is that the Jeffersonian enigma?
855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. We're talking about this article from TheBlaze.com about a free speech wall at Colorado State University that apparently was just a little too much for some students to handle. And I consider this to be a very big problem. If somebody doesn't tell these gentle little waifs that other people are allowed to have opinions in their immediate vicinity without having their property destroyed, then we're going to have a very difficult time here in America. Now, I've already said it. I think the United States is through. I believe that all empires have their rise, their peak, and their fall. I think that modern society with communication has increased these sorts of things happening. You're not necessarily talking about a peak that lasts 100 years.
I read a really interesting article, and it touches on what you're saying. But I can't remember the scientist who, I think it was Enrico Fermi, proposed that why is it that the mathematical probability that there is other life in the universe so great, you know what I mean? How many worlds, how many suns, how many things? Yet we have zero evidence of it to date. I don't really believe that. I think the government probably does have evidence, but that's just a personal thing with me. But the theory is this, is that once a society grows and it gets technologically advanced and it develops enough power that it could literally destroy itself, kind of like we can with nuclear bombs, then that power is exceeded by the political power, which just hoses everything up and destroys the civilization. So in other words, civilizations grow and they're like little fireworks going off.
Interesting.
We develop the technology, we're moving right along, but then politics gets involved and just destroys everything.
Man, do you think politics could turn around technological advancement? I mean, we haven't seen that too many times.
We've seen that through. There's definitely been stifling of technological advancement.
Well, we've seen, like, the Goths take over Rome.
Sure.
And then you've got, you know, little villages inside the Colosseum.
Right.
We certainly have that, I suppose. Well... Let me go on here. If you had but one day to teach somebody about economics, what would you tell them? Well, if you don't have an answer, it's okay. Because for over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education, this is a great organization, fee.org, has been providing free resources to teachers and students. Their newest course, Economics in One Day.
I will definitely check that out.
So, I don't know whether or not, I mean, I made the claim that I believe that the United States is on its leg down. I don't know. There's not a lot of evidence. This would be sort of, if you're looking at the bell curve, I would say we're at the top and that it's sort of cresting towards the downward, that we can see the downward the slope. I'm not saying that it's time to leave the United States. It's still a really great place to make money. You're making as, you know, as U.S., as occupant, making money, you're making more wealth than most places in the world. Now, maybe when you retire, it might be a good idea to go someplace where your dollar goes farther. And I think you can do that inside the U.S. and outside the U.S. There's places where you can get a nice house in the U.S. for $50,000.
Yep.
And that means that you've got, if you've saved, hopefully you've saved, they say that most Americans have less than $1,000 in the bank. But hopefully you've saved. And if you've saved, say, $250,000 or something like that, and you're, you know, you sell your house and you're able to buy a house that's significantly cheaper, maybe you've got a little more, maybe that gets you up to the $250,000, then you can live on that plus some Social Security. That's great. But you can get your Social Security. There's lots of countries out there. I talked to a guy when I was at Anarchapulco. He's living in Cambodia. And the amount of money that people are making in Cambodia, it's like $5 a day.
Right.
So your money can go really, really far in some places. I hear a really great place is Taiwan because you'll have the benefits of modern amenities and your dollar goes very, very far.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know this. I don't know. I mean, I've looked at some places. I was in Belize. There were a lot of expatriates in Belize and they had nice houses. They were living in nice neighborhoods, with apparently full of mostly Americans, and it wasn't walled off. They didn't talk to me about guns or anything. It seemed like a pretty good place. But these are the kind of things that you need to start looking at because you don't know what life's going to be like.
And regarding your bell curve, I think there's a lot of different – there's so many different measures of that. And I think the further we've come along technologically and as a society, there ends up being more and more ways that we can see where we're at on that curve. Economically, I think the country itself is way down the slope. I think the highlight was – after our first 100 or so years when we had honest money, and then we spent the last 100 years doing away with that in every way we possibly could. But there are other measures, technology-wise, that we're much further ahead, and I think we have a much cleaner environment than we used to have,
yep.
Which is a result of, I believe, capitalism and the wealth creation that we've done.
There's
we can
probably,
afford nicer stuff.
Well, I mean, you could say it's a result of regulation, too, but the question is whether or not regulation needs to be handled by the government. Look, I'm willing to say that regulations are licensure, that these things are important, but I think that they can be handled by private organizations. So, for instance, if you look at, you know, we use this example a lot. There's lots of examples out there, but we use this one a lot. UL, Underwriters Laboratory. This is a completely private organization mm-hmm. that decides whether or not your electronics are acceptable to be sold in stores. And stores simply will not sell your electronics unless you've got the UL label.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. End of story. You're not going to get – it's just not going anywhere. If,
right.
if you're selling this anywhere, it's going to be one of those cheapy shops. And, you know, I'm not buying a space heater from that doesn't have UL, you know, certification. This is really sort of important. And, yeah. well, you know, the government – you don't necessarily need the government telling people what to do in order to have – I guess there's a difference between regulations and licensure, but that's, you know, very similar. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, you know. You know what? I feel that Gary Johnson gets his campaign money from the Republicans. Because
which Republicans are you referring to?
Well, he had the radio commercial on Free Talk Live. You know, he had the Gary Johnson. I mean, that's expensive. How much do you charge Gary Johnson to put radio commercials on your show?
It was a couple of grand for the whole run.
A couple of grand as in 3 grand? You know what? For a pothead, where does he get that kind of money?
Sarah,
wow.
You made an accusation that Gary Johnson gets his money from the Republicans.
Yeah, let's deal with that one first.
So
yes.
Are you gonna back it up or just make a wild accusation? Do you think only Republicans have money?
I back it up because, you know what? It costed him a couple of grand to air the commercials on this show.
That's ridiculous.
Okay.
Do you, every time you get money, does it come from Republicans?
No, but I...
Okay, then the Gary Johnsons didn't either.
Could Democrats...
A couple of grand to run a commercial?
It's not one commercial. It was a month's worth of commercials,
yeah.
And he was on every single hour.
Oh,
yeah, so
I heard his commercial.
Yeah.
And you know something? And what's funny is that he's a former Republican.
Yep.
Republican values. And you know that he's not a true libertarian. But then why is he airing commercials on your show? That's what I want to know.
Well, because
you know
he bought them. Do you want to buy some commercials on our show?
We'll sell them to you.
Yeah, but don't you think that's kind of like a... trading in your values, you know, of an authentic, true libertarian, you're just selling out.
No,
you know, you're kind of
because
like doing the same thing as like all the politicians that sell out for big corporations. You'll just take money and just let anybody air whatever they want.
Well, I will take money and let anyone air what they want. That's part of the idea of Free Talk Live. Now, they won't get my voice necessarily. Now, I would voice an ad for Gary Johnson because I believe he's the best one on the ballot. It's Hillary Clinton that scares me, and as does Donald Trump. Those are the, you know, frightening people. Donald Trump because of his sort of, you know, nationalist fascist tendencies, and Hillary Clinton because, well, she's been involved in killing people around the world. But Gary Johnson, he's just a guy who doesn't want to spend a lot of money. Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartavite. Cartavite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartavite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.